I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the English version of Esport Podden, or we might call it the Esport Podcast today. This is a special one. We had Guardian from Navi here at Inferno Online Bootcamping prior to the IEM Katowice tournament, so I had to take the opportunity to sit down with him and talk for a few minutes. I think the episode went up to 40 minutes, and hopefully you guys will enjoy it. We will continue this podcast, of course, in Swedish with Swedish esport profiles, but we're throwing in a special one for you. Hopefully you'll enjoy it, as I said, and I think we should get right into the episode with The Guardian.
Welcome to Stockholm, and welcome to Inferno Online, Ladislav Guardian Kovacs. First off, what brings you to the capital of Sweden?
It's probably my girlfriend. I'm spending time here, so yeah I would say that's the first priority. And then, yeah, of course, preparing for events and games.
Yeah. Does she live here in Stockholm?
No, she's Norwegian.
Norwegian, okay.
Yeah.
So you will practice here a couple of days. For how long are you going to stay this time?
I think it's until 18th or 21st. So until then, I will be playing here, probably. So, yeah.
Okay. What are your first impressions? I know this is the second time you're here playing, but do you like it here?
I mean, the level and the quality of this internet cafe, how to call it, it's perfect. Like, you have everything. You have the bar, you have perfect PCs. It's quiet, even if people are here. So, yeah, it's perfect, I would say.
You've been to, I mean, a lot of internet cafes and gaming centers around the world, I guess, playing tournaments and also practicing. Do you find anything like Inferno Online, this concept, anywhere else?
I wouldn't say so. That's probably the only internet cafe I know like this. And the others, like, they are small and not that good at all.
Nice to hear. For me. For us. I mean, we're going to talk about your start. Navi's start during this year has been really impressive. You came in finishing second at Starladder Series Finals, losing to Fnatic 2-0. And then you won DreamHack Leipzig, winning 2-0 against Luminosity. Would you say that Navi, are you better now than you have ever been?
Yeah, I would say so. Like, it started before the last major. It was, like, I think October or something.
The
Cluj Napoca. We made, like, a huge change in team that we became all players as, like, 5 players, not in-game leader and 4 players. So we have, like, our coach as in-game leader. So that's probably the only team at the moment that's doing like this. So that was a huge change for us. And since then, we were a bit, like, skeptical about it because, you know, the coach at home, he can see monitors and everything. I mean,
of course,
at the game. So he knows the economy, how many grenades and stuff. And when you're going to event, then the first event was like, what the hell is going on? Like, what will happen if, you know? So it was because he has only the headset and nothing. So he has to work with informations and that kind of stuff. So he has to count in his head the economy.
Of course.
So, yeah.
There's so much to say about that. But the first thing that comes to mind is, Like, do you think that tournaments in the future should adapt to this change in the coach scene? Like, do you think that your coach, it's Starix, right?
Yeah.
Should he have a PC as well during your games? You know what I mean? So have a sixth PC?
I don't think if it's needed at the moment. Like, the coach has to have some skills as well, and showing, like, Starix is, like, he's counting the money and working with information. So I think that's pretty hard to do, and you have to skill. You have to have skill for that.
Yeah,
and so changing that he would have PC, I would say it would be much easier, and then everybody would change. And like this, it's pretty hard, and he has to have, like, skill for that and the feeling that how to work with the team. So I would leave it like it is at the moment.
Okay, do you think that NIP now, they just went out with they are adding threat to the lineup as a coach? I think he's going to have the same role as Starix has for you guys. Is that due to your fantastic performance at Cluj, do you think? Or is this something that all teams will do in the future?
All teams will do in the future. I think now, like, Roban joined FaZe team. I think he will be the same because they haven't had a game leader yet.
Yep.
Like, they were like a mix. Sometimes I think all of them were calling. So I think it will become something new, and every team will use. It will become some kind of, like, probably hockey or something.
Yeah.
And you have five players and the coach is, like, calling something.
Yeah.
So I would say it will become something like that.
So in March, the first, like, big tournament of the year is going to be played in Katowice. It's going to be ESL that holds it. And how will you guys prepare for this event?
I would say we will be preparing as we did before. Like, we will be at home, meeting at like 2-3 p.m. and then discussing, like, 2-3 hours about games, and then we will be practicing. So that's how we do it. We stopped boot camping because we were thinking that it's useless anymore. Because,
okay,
you know, at home you have all the comfort and you can prepare as much as you can, even in the evening. And at boot camps you have, like, one room with five players and the emotions and stuff. So I think it's much better to prepare at home at the moment. We are trying this out as well. So I think this will be a preparation.
Because, I mean, some would say maybe that it's an advantage to boot camp or, like, play 1 week at this place and 1 week at that place, seeing as when you come to tournament, it's going to be new for you. It's going to be different heights on the chairs and on the tables and everything like that. But it's interesting that you try this out, because I agree, when I was playing also, you're always better at home. I mean, always better at home. And when you boot camp, it was like that, you know, the emotions were flying high, and, you know, if something happened and you start to argue. And so did you do this prior to the Cluj tournament?
No, we didn't boot camp before Cluj. So it started, we made a huge change before Cluj. So it was the coach, it was boot camp, and all this stuff we changed.
Okay, playing wise also, tactics?
Yeah, a lot of things changed.
So if one would like research and check out Navi prior to that tournament and Navi after that tournament, they would see a lot of change, a lot of different playing style and stuff like that.
Playing style, I don't know. We are always the slow executioners that, you know, playing on time. So that didn't change. But of course, people would see something new compared to the old team and style with Zeus in game leader and then. The change. So I would say they would find something new.
Do you see Zeus now stepping down as an in-game leader? Do you see him playing better? I mean, skill-wise, does he have a lot of? He doesn't need that weight on his shoulder, so to speak, that he can just focus on killing people right now.
I mean, he changed. He got better, but the consistency, like, he can do like 20 frags and he can do like 5 frags.
Yeah.
So he need to find out some balance,
some level
some balance, and I mean, he sometimes still helps Starix when he doesn't know what to do. And Zeus just calls in timeout what we should do or what are they playing, and then we are trying to find out how to play. So that's good that we have even Zeus and Starix communicating.
Of course. So he's like the, you said hockey earlier, I mean, Starix is the coach and maybe Zeus is the team captain,
yeah,
I guess.
Something like
that. Okay. Now, during these intense days prior to such a big tournament as Katowice is going to be, now you're not boot camping, but how does a typical day look like from when you wake up until you go to sleep?
Before events?
Yep.
Like this event?
Yes.
I think most of the players are playing until like 4 or 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. in the evening, and then waking up like 9, 10 and the same. You're just playing. Now, since we have the FPL, the Face It Pro League, so everyone is playing it, and that's a huge addition to our scene. We can prepare even better, and we can get to know the players, the styles, what are they doing, because everyone is trying to practice their game like individually on FPL. Yeah. So you can get to know how do they play. So that's all. Like, you are waking up at 10, 11 or earlier, depending on the personality, and then you're just playing.
This might be a weird question, but it just hit me that, like, when you play, I mean, it sounds like you can play up to 16 hours per day playing like this. Do you personally think that there is, like, after, let's say, 3 hours of FPL or 3 hours of DM or bots or whatever, where are you personally the best? Do you understand what I mean? Because it feels like after a few hours, after a couple hours, then you become, you know, not as good as you were.
Yeah, I know what
like
you mean.
Peak?
I would say if you combine your practice and the FPL, you can get enough, like, relax before, like, real official games and practice games in the evening. So, like, for us, it's like you're starting FPL playing, like, 11, 12, and they're playing until, like, I don't know, 3, 4.
Okay.
And you have 1 hour break before you're starting, or then you can, like, chill and relax when you're just talking about tactics. You're not playing at all.
Okay.
And we have, like, this 2-3 hours just talking.
Okay.
So we can just regenerate and just play.
It sounds like it has evolved from the 1.6 era. It doesn't sound like you, like, if you have an official game at 9 playing in an online series, you will not practice versus another team 4 maps from 7 to 9. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Then you have off instead. I like that.
I mean, I would say we are playing before, because it's like, let's say we start discussions and then we are playing practice and then we have official. But the thing is, we are trying to do, like, more discussion and less practice. So let's say we have, like, an official game at 8 and we are starting 4, then we have, like, 2 hours practice. I mean, discussion about tactics, and then 2 practice games.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Yeah.
Which means we have enough time to regenerate and just relax and
of
to
course.
Get prepared for the practice games and official games.
So, moving on to the tournament, what are your predictions? I mean, first off, you share a group with Fnatic, Luminosity, Nip Gaming, Mousesports, and somewhat of the Dark Horse,
the Mongols.
Yeah.
The system, like, my prediction is pretty hard because the system of the groups are different. I think it's best of one round robin that everyone is playing everyone. So it will be pretty hard because it's best of one, and in best of one you never know what can happen. So, but yeah, we have in our group like some kind of nightmares. That's Fnatic and Luminosity. Lately we've been playing Luminosity since Cluj at every event, I would say, and we had them always in the group, so they know how we play, and we cannot figure out how do they play, because they're like changing. They have no fear, they are not scared to play anything, so they're like, let's rush upper on train, and they just do it, and you are not waiting this. So you have to be prepared for every single thing against them. At Fnatic, we have like 0-19 on LAN events against them, so
that's gonna be the key game. 0-19. Well, then do it now. 20th game.
Yeah.
Win.
I mean, I don't know what to do against them. It's some kind of like psychology against them.
Of course it is.
So,
I bet it is.
Yeah.
It must be.
Hopefully we will change it. And the other teams like NIP, Mousesports, the Mongols. Yeah. They can surprise, and we have to play our game. We cannot let them get rolling. And
it sounds like you are quite confident playing NIP, Mousesports, and Mongols, and you.
Yeah,
not
they are
clear,
like,
but
like, you know, every team has like some kind of, Kryptonite.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And we have like Fnatic, and we have easier games, for example, and we also XTSM, the Astralis, and the other teams. So I would say we are more than confident against these teams, but Fnatic is Fnatic. Some of our players, I would say, they have some kind of respect that shouldn't be, and then they're playing different game. So that's a key moment to change it.
We're gonna just a quick thing about Luminosity. You said after your last tournament that they are a top 5 team in the world, the Brazils. Do you still agree with that statement, or are they even better than top 5? What do you say?
I wouldn't say they're even better than top 5. I would say they proved themselves that they are top 5, because I think they've been top 4 and 5 at past maybe 60 events. I'm not sure, but I think so.
They're consistent.
They're consistent.
Sure, yeah.
And they're beating the top teams. They even they have even beaten Fnatic, XTSM, NVLs, and they have beaten everyone at the at LAN event, so why not? Like,
of course.
I think they're top 5, and they have the skill, the team spirit and team level is pretty high, so if they keep up working, they can probably get even better.
Continuing on the ranking, or where would you say that Navi is right now in the world?
I think we are top 2. Like, we have proved ourselves at past 6 events. We've been in the finals or top 4 at every single event. 4 times in a row in the finals. I think we are top 2 because we haven't beaten Envious. Like, we have 4-0, I think, against them, or even 6-0, I'm not sure. And we won against XTSM, Astralis. So I would say we are top 2 at the moment, but yeah, we cannot fall back.
Hard,
we cannot fall back. We have to keep up working and keep playing.
Yeah, I agree with you. I would say Fnatic first.
Yeah,
and
that's for sure.
Navi second, and maybe Envy third, and then it's hard. I mean, you were talking about earlier. You play last second executes and stuff like that. There is in the scene, you know, sometimes if you play, you call your teammates, oh, are you Navi, when you play very slow. Is this something that bothers you, that or do you get any, not of course from the top teams, but from other people, do you get like criticized for playing as you do?
It's pretty hard to say. Like, some people like different styles, and we play more like slow style, but nowadays we can like change our game like in any second, that we can be a rush team or a fast team, and we have done it I think at Star Ladder against Envious. Like, so I would say it could be boring for some teams, because we are playing with the team, and I mean not the with the time.
Yeah,
with the time. So since when they increase the timer, of the 155, then we have more time to execute and, you know, work on the map. It could be boring for some people, but I don't think so. Like,
I mean, it's about winning in the end, yeah. So it doesn't really matter how you get there. But I was thinking, because in my mind I did a comparison to when, I don't know if you remember, when Greece won the European Championship in soccer in 2000. They played like 0-0 games until the finals, and they won, and they got criticized for playing defensively. And it feels like Na'Vi are not Greece, but you also play kind of defensively.
Yeah.
And if therefore someone is criticizing you about it. But at the end, as you said, it's about winning, so it doesn't really matter how you win.
Everything has its own style. Like, let's compare snipers. Let's compare Kenyas and JW. JW can rush anything with a sniper rifle. You can see him playing cobblestone and jumping down on drop room with the sniper rifle. Yep. So for someone it's interesting, and for someone it's a stupid thing.
Of course.
That's the same thing. So, and let's say Kenyas can be super defensive and super aggressive.
Yep.
For some people that love Kenyas, they would say, "What the hell is he doing? Like, why is he so defensive?" Yeah. So yeah, it's the same thing, I would say.
We're always trying to get to Katowice, but we're talking about this, and we're gonna stay here because you mentioned something about the snipers. First off, it's always hard to talk about yourself, but you were recently scored as the second best player in the world by HTV.org. It's hard to say, but do you agree? First off, are you the second best player in the world?
Some people would say I'm cocky or something, but I would say I am, because all over the year I was consistent.
Mm-hmm.
I was helping my team to win events, even though we haven't won that much. But for example, we won IEM San Jose. I had like.
So we had like 16 first frags in one game, or
directly. Yeah, I had like 25 frags in 10 rounds in the finals.
Yeah.
So I can do stuff like this, but. The thing is, I'm consistent enough. Like I can play one side like 5-15, but then I will come back on the other side, and then I have like 20-5.
Mm.
So I would say I'm showing consistency and skill, and I will always see something new that I can show and use against the opponent. So I would say I deserve it in some way, and yeah, like my team is relying more on me. So it's like, even if we are at one even and we are losing like, I don't know, 8-0, then they're like
giving you the up and say,
they're like, please do something and that kind of stuff. So it's pretty hard. I don't think any player or any sniper could handle this pressure that's from the team. Like, let's say we've been playing cobblestone against Envios. I think it was Starladder. And we've been losing so hardly, and on CT side I won like 4 rounds, and it's pretty hard to like having that pressure from your team that they don't know what to do.
Of course.
So it's more like, please do something.
Yeah.
So I think I deserve it that way, because I mean, it's pretty hard to handle these kind of situations.
So seeing as you rank yourself as the second best player in the world, I mean, my next question might be obsolete, but I'm thinking about snipers. There's always a discussion who's the best offer in the world, and your name, JW's name, and Kenny's name are always up there. Then I guess you see yourself as the best sniper also?
It's hard to say. Like, the best sniper is the one that can do more like opening frags and making the advantage for your team.
But didn't you have the best statistics on that point, 2015?
I don't remember. Maybe
yeah, I think you did. You were the one who remember, had most.
The thing is, the sniper cannot be scared of any other sniper, and the sniper's job is not to kill the other sniper, but to open the team's
round up, or
to open the team's way to win the round. So. Yeah, I would say it's hard to say, because everyone has different style, and
do you fear another upper? Like,
no, I actually, it's pretty hard to play against Fallen, because we haven't been playing that much against each other, and I know Kenyas completely, so it's easy to read him sometimes, and he's not playing that well lately. So I think
Kenyas.
Yeah,
yep.
I think I mean, he's playing good, but he's like inconsistent. He can go like 40 frags and he can go 10 frags. Yeah. And then I don't feel like he's doing that much advantage for his team that he should.
Yeah. You said that you know Kenny S like from the inside to outside, you know, completely. Do you remember can you give us an example of where you in a game like, okay, I'm sure he's going to be standing here because I know he stands here on this map on this occasion, and you just go and pre-fire him?
Pre-fires are more about like reactions, okay. Not about like where do you think he is. So I would say the reading, I think he can read me as well as okay. good as I can read him, but that stuff is more about like, you know, which round or how many times he will go somewhere. So that's about the reading. So you can, for example, train. You can read him that he will go less to the alley.
Mm.
You cannot like die to him okay. many times. Yeah. Maybe he will go there once.
Yeah.
Because that's what he was doing like all year. Then you can just read him.
On that note, looking at yourself as a player, what do you do? What do you work with on a personal level not to be easy to read?
The thing is, I always like analyze the players. Like you can analyze player that he's having not that good game, and then you know what is he doing on. For example, let's say we are playing train. I'm on T side and the city guys. Then I'm pretty sure what's happening on the other side. So I'm trying to pick players
yeah.
that are like doing stuff that are easy to
okay,
kill.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So for example, let's say NBK is playing lower on train and he is like strafing,
yeah.
and then you know where to aim on
well,
on which position, yeah, like yeah. which angle, and then you have the reaction to react.
I was more wondering about like, do you analyze yourself, your own game, not to be able
yeah.
to be read by others?
Yeah, of course I do, yeah. because every single game I'm doing
something
else.
Really? Okay.
Because I can do something with grenades or I can do something without the grenades. So the thing is how to like mind fuck the other team is like throwing a grenade but not doing the same stuff as I did without the grenades.
Yeah.
So that's some kind of mixing up, and that's I'm trying to figure out how to work with it perfectly.
Okay, we have to go back to the Katowice tournament.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. If you had a choice of moving Navi from Group A to Group B, would you do that? Yeah.
No, I wouldn't do it. I think it's better to play the harder group and getting to the play of some of the harder group
yeah.
than playing the easier group and then knowing that the semifinals will be pretty hard. So you have to, like, either team that will face Fnatic will have a hard time in the semifinals.
Of course.
And you don't want to face the best team in the world in the
semifinals.
You want them to face them in the either quarterfinals or the finals.
Yeah.
Because semifinals is the most important game,
of
and
course.
It's more about like mindset. So I don't think anyone wants to meet Fnatic in the semifinals.
Do you think we will see any surprises from the teams in this tournament? Like, is there a team that's going to surprise us more than another one?
I want to see the Mongols team because they have won against Renegades in the finals of qualifier 2-0 pretty
yeah.
easily, and that's not something that can happen to Renegades because they are a pretty good team. Like they've been to a lot of majors and the events, and they have been playing really good games, so I think the Mongols can show something new.
You think they can win versus NIP or Mousesports, for an example?
They can beat any team except Fnatic, I would say.
Okay.
That Fnatic
Navi.
Is the team, like
even Navi.
Yeah, but
oh,
like
that's
yeah,
the one, you mean.
Yeah, yeah, like like our team is some kind of team that can lose to any team if we are doing like. You know, you have like five fingers and everyone is doing something else. It,
of course.
So then everyone can beat us. But I would say if they will work on their games and on their game, and they will like use something European, they will analyze the European teams and use something from it. I think they have the skill and the team spirit to fix something great and play good games.
So another note, who will disappoint us? Is there a team that will disappoint us during this tournament?
I think it will be NIP and Virtus Pro once again.
NIP and Virtus Pro?
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking about Virtus Pro, I mean, the consistency hasn't really been there lately. What would you say about that? What's going on with Virtus right now?
Virtus Pro, I would say it's all about the skill that they have fallen back to the compared to the other teams. They are on the same level as they were.
Mm.
They're not getting higher.
Okay.
So I would say that's probably the problem. Like, they all have the talent and everything, but I think they need to find some new way to get to that level.
Do they need new players?
A new player could bring a lot, but at the same time, he could take a lot. Because not always the change is the solution to anything. Because that change can be positive and negative. So, I don't know. And it's something only they know.
I was thinking about, I mean, you're from Slovakia. Slovakia, with all due respect, doesn't have like the best CS players.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the problem with Slovakia, if you know what I mean? Why isn't there a huge CS scene there?
I would say it's only because we don't have that many, like the population is not that high.
Mm.
So people, or maybe people doesn't know about CS that much. So that's what we are trying to do now. We are trying to do an event, a huge event in Slovakia.
Nice.
We have some people working on it, and hopefully it will make like younger people to join this community.
Mm.
And then we will like do something like Inferno Online that would bring people.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So I would say the problem is that we are missing every single point of the gaming. Like, we don't have internet cafe. Like, we have internet cafe,
yeah.
But it's not that big, and it's not like, you know, they are not supporting the gaming that much.
Do you have other games besides CS where you have good players from Slovakia, you'd say?
I wouldn't say so. Like, beside me, there are two young players playing in CSGO in Hellraisers at the moment.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yes.
So that's probably the only two players that could show something. Hopefully they will show something. So that's probably the only two players beside me.
Okay. In Navi, right? Now when you play, how do you communicate?
We are speaking Russian. I had to learn Russian to communicate.
Oh. Did you take lessons?
No. Like Slovakian and Russian language is similar, like in 20%, like basics.
Yep.
So I was learning game by game, communicating in the TeamSpeak.
Okay.
Like, it was not hard to. The thing I had to do was listening to them, and then I was like, okay, he's talking about this, then it was easy to understand what is he talking about.
Okay.
Because, for example, if he was playing, I mean, when someone of us has been talking about the game, then I understood what is he talking about, and then translating it's not hard.
Okay. Do they tease you sometimes for your pronunciation, or is it do you speak flawless Russian right now?
It's not flawless. It's
okay.
Like, you know, it's like any, like, let's say someone will learn Swedish,
yep.
So it will be the same,
okay,
like, you know, the foreigner language.
Yeah. I mean, you have been, we were mentioning earlier, but you participate in tournaments all over the world. I mean, these tournaments are held by different organizations, and like DreamHack, ESL, FACEIT, PGL, you have a lot of them right now. Do you have a favorite one? And second question, is there some tournament organization, organizer that has to step it up, if you know what I mean?
At the moment, like, top two, I would say, are ESL events,
okay,
and DreamHack events.
Right, yeah.
Like, DreamHack started to do some new things. Like, they started on Cluj with these containers where we have been playing the games. So that's something new, and the admins and the staff of DreamHack is so good. Like, they care about everything.
Cool.
And if something is wrong, they just fix it so fast. So I think DreamHack and ESL are top two for me, and the events that should do something new, I would face it.
Okay.
Face it, like we all like face it and the online stuff they do, but like events, like me personally, I don't like face it events.
Really?
Yeah, they're not that interesting.
So it's not, you can't even compare playing a face it finals compared to ESL or DreamHack finals, you'd
yeah.
say. Okay.
Yeah, I would say it that way.
Mm. Also something we mentioned earlier or were talking about, but do you have a favorite team to play against where you feel more comfortable than other matchups?
I would say we have many, like few teams like that. I think.
Well, I mean you as a play, only you. Like,
you
personal,
as
yeah.
Like I think for me the most comfortable team to play is Envious.
Hmm.
I don't know why. I think they feel some respect towards me, and they are not doing the stuff they would do against someone else.
Yeah.
They are.
So they are adapting to you. When
yeah,
you
I would say so. Like lately, it feels like that way, and that's why I feel like that's a team I feel comfortable to play against.
This question I don't even need to ask because it's. Who do you hate playing? And I guess it's Fnatic, of course.
Actually, no.
Uh-huh. Really?
No. I think I hate to play in the XTSM team.
Oh, okay.
Because they do stuff that nobody does.
Hmm.
Like they can rush something and you just don't wait it.
Right.
Like, we've been playing online games 2 days ago, official games, and they've been doing stuff that I was like, what the hell is happening?
Maybe
like, how can be someone there, like,
oh.
So that kind of stuff that you're not waiting. So
who is the is it Sipnix that's the game leader there?
Mm-hmm.
Or do they have a Kattigan, of course, is the game leader, no?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
But they're not playing with a coach, they're playing with him as in-game, right?
Yeah,
so, okay.
And they have Zonic now as
coach.
Their,
yeah, okay. All teams adding coaches, it looks
yeah.
like. Coaches that might be more involved in the gameplay as you do with Starix.
Yeah.
So in the professional scene, do you have any friends? I mean, friends of course, but who do you prefer to hang out with other teams in the scene?
I think teams like after events they are all like some kind of bunch of people that like each other. Of course, you have someone that you like less, but most of the time like. The majority of the pro players, they all like each other.
Really? So
they
like
to
close.
Go, yeah. They like to go out, drink, beer, talk,
yeah.
And so. Yeah, so most of the time, but for me, most of the time, it's like the Virtus Pro guys.
Mm.
We are pretty good friends, I would say.
Okay.
And we are just sitting with Pasha, drinking a beer, and you know, talking about the people, what are they doing and stuff. So I would say. Pasha,
a lot of gossip going around.
Yeah. And Pasha and from my team says we are pretty good friends. We are talking about everything. So
any Swedes you like to hang out with?
A bit any like I don't I like every Swede like in pro scene.
Okay, cool.
That I know like NIP we know each other for a long time, especially me and Freiberg. So
yeah.
we can talk like and with the others like the ex pro CS players like. Freiberg, Forest,
yeah.
Get Right, Exist.
Exist,
they're all fine, like we can talk
cool.
about anything.
And can you tell us, like off the record, I'm saying, but it's not off the record, but like some, maybe people that doesn't like each other that much in the scene, or do you have, I mean, is there one person to person that doesn't like each other, a team that doesn't really go together, if you know what I mean? Are there any beefs in the pro scene, that's the question.
It's I don't know. Probably I actually don't know about anyone. I don't have anything personal about against anyone. So I can talk to everyone,
yeah.
I would say. It's hard to hate someone, like why would you hate him? Like
yeah, of course. But maybe they're like a player X that hates player Y, if you understand what I mean, and you know about this that guy doesn't really like him.
I wouldn't say so, like, because I'm not following Twitter or something.
Yeah.
Only, I would say probably, like, the players against the analysts.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Like, for...
There's much more beef there than
yeah,
the actual
so
players.
Yeah, so I would say it's, like, more, like, this kind of stuff.
Hmm. So, I'm really glad you came, Ladislav. Big thanks to you, and I really hope you do well in the next tournament in Katowice. You're a top two team in the world, you say, so you're expected to finish top two then, right?
Hopefully, yes. We'll do our best.
We're going to thank you. We're going to thank Inferno Online. We're going to thank Clutch Entertainment. Do you have anything you want to say?
I just want to thank you, Inferno Online, for having me and letting me prepare for events here. And yeah, hopefully
win.
Hopefully win, yeah.
And hopefully you come back. Big thanks to you. Thank you.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.